Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aavas Financiers Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sushil Kumar Agarwal, MD and CEO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for participating on the earnings call to discuss the performance of our company for quarter two and H1 FY23. With me, I have Mr. Ghanshyam Rawat, CFO, Ghanshyam Gupta, Investor Relations Officer, and other senior member of the management team, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. The results and the presentations are available on the stock exchanges as well as our company website, and I hope everyone has had a chance to look at it. I am happy to inform you that during the quarter, the company's long-term credit rating was upgraded from AA- positive outlook to AA stable outlook by CARE, in line with the ICRA. I take this opportunity to thank all our stakeholders for their continued trust and support. After witnessing 90 basis point increase in repo rate in first quarter, RBI has further increased the repo rate by 100 basis point during the second quarter. Consequently, we have also increased our prime lending rate by 75 basis point during H1 FY23, and a further increase of 50 basis point with effect from October 5th, 2022. For quarter two FY23, we disbursed 1,146.7 crore, registering a 27% year-on-year growth and achieving 89% of the disbursement done in seasonally strong Q4 last year. We continued to grow in a calibrated manner and registered AUM growth of 24% as of September 2022, while maintaining our operating metrics, and we have delivered PAT growth of 29% year-on-year for H1 FY23. With our continued focus on collection, 1+ DPD stood at 4.45% with an improvement of 22 basis points from first quarter. 90-day past due stood at 0.93% in September 2022, but we have also categorized 0.17% of up to 90-day past due asset as gross NPA or gross stage three following RBI's notification dated November 12th, 2021 to harmonize IRAC norms across all lending institutions. As a result, total gross stage three is 1.10% in September 2022. We will continue our strategy of controlling the early delinquencies and strive to maintain 1+ DPD below 5% and 90-day past due below 1%. I would now hand over the line to Ghanshyam, CFO, to discuss various business parameters in details.
Thank you, Sushil. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to our earnings call. During the quarter, company borrowed an incremental amount of rupees 9,467 million at 7.55%. As of September 2022, our average cost of borrowing stood at 6.99% on an outstanding amount of rupees 109,711 million. During the quarter, our long-term rating was upgraded by CARE from AA- positive to AA stable, while ICRA continued to maintain long-term credit rating AA stable. Despite the highest short-term rating A1+, we continue to maintain zero exposure to commercial paper as a prudent borrowing practice. IGAAP to Ind AS reconciliation has been explained in detail for profit after tax and net worth on slide number 31 and 33 of our presentation. Key parameters. As on 30 September 2022, total number of live accounts stood at 1,63,639. That is 23% year-on-year growth. Total number of branches was 321. 24 new branches added in last 12 months. Employee count 5,702. 23% year-on-year growth. Assets under management grew 24% year-on-year to rupees 1,25,443 million as on 30 September 2022. Product-wise breakup: home loan 70.9%, other mortgage loan 29.1%. Occupation-wise breakup: salary 39.8%, self-employed 60.2%. Disbursement increased by 27.2% year-on-year to rupees 11,467 million for Q2 FY23 and 64.2% year-on-year to rupees 22,402 million for H1 FY23. As on 30 September 2022, average borrowing cost 6.99% against an average portfolio yield of 12.85% resulted in a spread at 5.86%. Borrowing, access to diversified and cost-effective long-term financing, a strong relationship with the development finance institutions. During the half year, we borrowed rupees 18,451 million at an average rate of 6.62%. Overall borrowing mix as on 30 September 2022 is 41.8% from term loan, 23% from assignment and securitization, 20.5% from National Housing Bank, 14.7% from debt capital markets. Now, assets quality and provision. One day past due stood at 4.45%, gross stage 3 stood at 1.1%, net stage 3 stood at 0.84% as on 30 September 2022. Gross stage 3 of 1.1% include 0.17% up to 90-day DPD, assets which has been categorized as a GNPA following RBI notification dated 12 September 2021. During FY22, resolution plan was implemented for certain borrower accounts as per RBI resolution framework 2 dated 5th May 2021. Some of such accounts with an amount outstanding of rupees 1012.5 million as on 30 September 2022 have been classified at stage 2 and provided for as per the regulatory guideline. The initial provisioning, including that of COVID-19 impacts as well as resolution framework 2, stood at 649.1 million as on 30 September 2022. Liquidity of rupees 28,370 million as on 30 September 2022. Cash and cash equivalent of rupees 13,270 million, unavailed CC limit of rupees 1100 million, document unavailed sanction limit from other banks 14,000 million. Profitability. PAT increased by 29% year on year to rupees 1,962.6 million for H1 FY23. ROA was 3.42%, ROE was 13.44% for H1 FY23. As on 30 September 2022, we are well capitalized with a net worth of rupees 30,314 million. Book value per share stood at 383.6 rupees. With this, now I open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time may enter star then one on their touchtone telephones. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Abhijit Tibrewal. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my questions. Good afternoon, Sushil and Shamji. I hope both of you are doing well. First thing that I wanted to understand is the absolute increase in your stage 3B. which is greater than 90 DPD in, and is now up 50% in the last two quarters. Just wanted to understand, are these loans which have slipped from your restructured pool, or are these customers who have defaulted because their EMIs have increased when you increased your PLR? And maybe a related question here is, from your past experience, do you think that there is a need for the industry to be worried about higher delinquencies in the affordable housing segment when the EMI of the customer is increased?
So, Abhijit, if I'm correctly, so you're asking from Q4 last year to Q2 this year?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Abhijit, that I think we are normally in 1% here and there. And now from 1st of April, we have stopped marking cases AFS, which was earlier whenever any asset repossessed in the SARFAESI, we used to mark AFS. So, wo NPA se hat jata tha, aur wo AFS book mein rehta tha. So, wo humne mark karna band kar diya hai. So, 12 crore rupaye wohi additional dikh raha hai. Otherwise, it's around 0.9, jaisa hamara hamesha rehta hai. दूसरा जो पुराना बुक है वो भी अब करीब 18-19 करोड़ रुपए ही बचा है, तो वी होप कि इस साल के एंड तक वो भी ऑलमोस्ट खत्म हो जाएगा. सो वी थॉट कि वी शुड बी मोर कंजर्वेटिव ऑन दैट एस्पेक्ट, एंड दिस इज व्हाई दिस नंबर इज लुकिंग लाइक दिस.
नाउ वी डोंट क्लासिफाई एनी असेट्स दैट वी रिपोजेस as assets held for sale. They are still classified as stage 3 loans.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. That amount is 12 crore rupees.
Got it. And sir, I mean, the related question that I asked, that, I mean, when the EMI of the customer is increased, is there a reason to be worried that it can lead to higher delinquencies in the affordable housing segment?
I think it's a cycle. हम 20 साल का लोन देते हैं, तीन बार चार बार रेट कम होती है, तीन बार चार बार रेट ज्यादा होती है, बट मोस्टली टेन्योर पे इम्पैक्ट आता है, या तो टेन्योर कम होता है टेन्योर बढ़ता है. वेरी फ्यू केसेस आर देयर वेयर वी नीड टू इंक्रीज द ईएमआई ऑफ द कस्टमर्स ऑल्सो, दैट इज आई थिंक लेस देन 1 or 2%. सो आई डोंट थिंक सो देयर इज अ मच इम्पैक्ट ऑफ दैट इन द पोर्टफोलियो. And we have seen this cycle 2-3 times now in last 12 years.
Understood. So my second question was on the OPEX. Just trying to understand that, I mean, this elevated OPEX or cost to income ratio, is it really a function of higher wages, since the attrition in the industry, especially at the field level, is really high? Or is it more a function of your investments in branches and technology, which you've not really officially opened yet, and once which will be officially opened, branches which will be officially opened in the second half of this fiscal year, but the expenditure you have already incurred in the first half itself?
Abhijit, I have already mentioned in the last call also that for this year, OPEX will be a little high, and going forward in coming years, then the leverage will come in into the balance sheet. This year we are spending a lot much amount on the digital transformation, and last quarter we started implementing LOS, which is SFDC, and now we have signed up for LMS, which is core banking system. So we are moving core banking system FlexCube, which is run by the large bank like SDFC and AU. And for accounting software also, which is now called ERP in the banking parlance. So we are shifting to Oracle Fusion, which is used by the large banks like Kotak and 10 lakh crore plus kind of balance sheets. So once this will be implemented, I think we have already given 6 to 9 months horizon it will take for implementation of this. Secondly, we continue to do investment and This year again, we will open 35 branches. First half, the branches which have reached in opening position is around 7-8. So now second half, most of the branches will also be open. Thirdly, we are also investing in manpower and leadership, keeping in mind 5 to 7 year horizon. Now since we are at stage of 12,500 crore and next 3 years, if the balance sheet gets doubled, so we are also spending money for leadership development. This year we have tied up with IIM Ahmedabad, where our 35 officers got the training and certification, and this will be a second line, third line creation in the organization. So I think continuous investment in people, process and technology, but technology, the one big change which will complete in next 6 to 9 months, I think from next year onwards, the OPEX trajectory will also help us getting the optimization.
Okay. Thank you, Sushil. I mean, very good to hear that we are spending or investing in manpower and kind of furthering the career progression of the leadership team. The last question that I had is that, I mean, have you availed any NHB borrowings in the first half of this fiscal year? And looking at the sanctions that you have or you are expecting from NHB, what is the impact on spreads and margins that you foresee in the second half of this fiscal year? So see, what I'm trying to understand is today there are two schools of thought. One which says that it's okay if there is some spread and margin compression, but we want to focus more on growth. While the another school of thought is, I mean, we will kind of want to maintain the current spreads and margins that we have. So how are we thinking about these two things?
I believe in the Q1, we have borrowed around 400 crore. Q2, we have not borrowed any money from NHB. But recently, we have got sanction of around 900 crore from NHB for the next fiscal year. As a CEO, maybe we want to attain both. If we can achieve growth also, and we can maintain our spread. And I think we are achieving the growth in our narrated trajectory, 22 to 25%. We are already at 24%. And at the same time, we are able to maintain our spread and profitability. As in the ALCO and board meetings, we continuously review what impact we will have, because there are three kind of liability risk, asset liability risk. One is tenure-wise, one is fixed and floating-wise, one is earning at risk-wise. And we forecasted that next 3 to 6 months, how much price impact will get on our borrowing. In accordance with that, we have announced that from 5th of October, we are raising our prime lending rate by 50 basis points. So I think next, till 31st December, whatever things we were able to envisage as a board and as a management team on the borrowing side, we have taken into account and accordingly price the liability or price the assets on the variable side.
This is very, very useful. That's all from my side. Thank you, Sushilji, and wish you and your team a very happy Diwali.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Karthik Chalapa from Buena Vista Fund Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity. Good afternoon, Sushilji and Ghanshyamji. I have three questions. The first one is, what would be our labor attrition rate in the second quarter? And across the industry, it seems that the attrition rate, especially at the field staff level, has remained high. You talked about a few measures as far as, let's say, tying up with IIM Ahmedabad, etc. But at a field staff level, what initiatives are you planning to improve this attrition level? That's my first question.
So, Karthik, thankfully, Anshul joined us around 6 months back. And as an organization, we have kept one of the key operating metrics which needs to be tracked is employee attrition. we took the target that can we reduce it by 50%, and I am happy to announce that Q2, we are able to significantly reduce our attrition rate in comparison to Q1 this year and half year last year. So the measures which we have taken at the ground level in terms of trainings, in terms of incentive level changes, now we are focusing and we are creating a vision of contribution rather than performance. And everybody should contribute, and we are going for an incremental performance increment. So earlier, maybe we used to see everybody on a one scale. Now we are seeing if somebody is 50, can we move him to 75 level? If somebody is 75, can we move him to 100 level? If somebody is doing 100, can we move to 125 level? And I think that has helped as an organization. Though we are not at the range where we wanted to be, but we are happy with the success we got in last 4 to 5 months out of our efforts on this particular piece.
Got it. Just one clarification, Sushilji. You said the second quarter, the labor attrition rate is down significantly. Could you give us some number or a range by how much is it down?
Around 20% down.
Not 20%. Okay. The second question, Sushilji, is as far as your payment medium mix is concerned, have you noticed any notable change, let's say, away from mediums like NACH to either wallets or using UPI in the last couple of quarters?
No. So, Karthik, when we give the loan, we ensure that it's a digital payment through NACH only. And any customer which gives the which bounces, then we give the customer option either to pay through UPI, wallet, check, cash, online, website, different options. But over 100% incremental lending is supported by NACH funding, NACH as a repayment option.
So even when it bounces, you have not noticed any change in payment through UPI, is it? Like when your bounce rates go up or so, people opt for UPI immediately. You have not noticed any such pattern yet.
So because say anyway, OnePlus number is very less. So I think wallet to UPI, yes, there is a change. But overall number is so less, so that is not significant to talk about.
Okay, got it. My last question, Sushilji, is basically on the economics of the sector itself. What we noticed, even for Aavas, as well as other industry participants, is in the last few quarters, the OPEX growth has been higher than the AUM growth. In your case, of course, there are very specific initiatives, whether in IT platforms or training, etc. But this is a trend that we generally observe. Now, given where spreads are and given the interest rate outlook, would it be fair to say that going forward, the PPOP growth will, to some extent, lag the AUM growth? And if not, what are the other levers that you have to actually ensure that that growth is more or less in sync?
So, Karthik, I'm in sync with what you are saying, but I want to throw some number here. Q1 to Q2, income has increased 16%, OPEX has increased 12%, and profit has increased around 20%. So, the jaws chart, increase in income, well, vis-a-vis increase in OPEX, we are already in that trajectory, that thing is coming up. Once we are seeing cumulative number H1, I think it is looking like this. So at Aavas, we are cognizant of this. And though we are investing in people, process and technology and with a huge amount, but still, I think Q2 is showing that we are already in that, job chart favorable for the Aavas.
Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you very much, Sushilji and Ghanshyamji, and wish you and the team a very, very happy Diwali and all the best for the remaining quarters.
Thank you, Karthik. Wish you same.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Kunal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sushilji and Ghanshyamji. Firstly, with respect to the repricing, so as we clearly see in terms of almost 7,500 odd crores, 7,200 crores is a floating rate loan and 5,300 on a fixed side. So when we increase this lending rates by say 75 basis points and another 50 odd basis points, when do we see this repricing getting reflected in the 7,200 crores book?
No, Kunal.
Maybe a monthly reset or maybe a quarterly one?
As we announced, we published the date of effective also, like this 50 basis point get announced, 5th October is effective, so it will have an impact on 5th October itself on a floating loan book. As far as fixed rate book, we have a contractual agreement for each and every borrower. Every 3 years, the fixed rate contract also get repriced. Like in the month of October, around 1300 fixed rate account which was sanctioned 3 years back got repriced. So every year certain fixed rate book get repriced.
Yeah, so it would be fair to say that this 7200 odd crores X of disbursements which have been done in this quarter or maybe the last quarter, besides that the entire book would get repriced by 125 basis points from 5th of October, yeah, cumulatively.
No. 6th October, we have announced 50 basis points.
Yeah, and earlier 75, yeah.
75 basis points we announced earlier, 25 basis points and then 50 basis points. Those goes effective on those days.
Yeah. Okay, got that. And when we are seeing this, maybe this behavior of this 7,200, because we are relatively on a higher side with respect to passing on the rates compared to that of other affordable housing finance companies. So any change in terms of the BT outs or something, maybe when we did this 75 bits? Because many players have not yet increased it.
So Kunal, on that side also very positive news. Our BT out has come down. So earlier it was around 0.6% per month, which has reduced to now 0.5%, because 0.6% counts as a 7 to 8% on a yearly basis. Now the current run rate is going 0.5% or below. So that signifies for the next 12 months, if everything will be in control, it's less than 6%. So there also we are on a positive side.
Sure. And lastly, again, touching upon maybe in terms of the growth. So I think when we look at it in terms of the traction, it still seems to lag with the industry peers. Okay. And there is huge amount of investment which is happening. So when do we actually see the productivity improvement as well? Okay. And maybe given the kind of branch network, employee network that we have, in fact, we should get back to in terms of the disbursements per branch. We could see a significant improvement, yeah.
Kunal, as a company, we are okay with growth of 20 to 25%. We are already on 24 plus percent trajectory. So I don't think so. There is a challenge on that side. I don't see from industry peers also, when we were at the size of industry peers, our growth was more than 40% when we were at that AUM size. At the current AUM size, we are okay with 22 to 25% growth consistently year on year with maintaining asset quality and maintaining operating metrics.
Okay, sure. And one last question was with respect to securitization. So we have adequate liquidity, but I think in terms of the securitization momentum compared to that of the previous years, it seems to be on a higher side. So would we see this maybe in the second half? Should we assume that the run rate could be relatively lower if I have to look at on a full year basis? Is it like
No,
similar run rate might continue?
Ghanshyamji will reply, but as a company, as a organization, I think overall ratio has not changed. Overall, 20% of book is assigned as an organization, and I think we are into that trajectory as a company, as of course, H1 FY23 also. So I don't think so there is a challenge or there is change in strategy from the company on that side. Ghanshyamji?
Kunal, to 23, 25 or so, yeah.
Kunal, Sushil has covered, I think, very well. Last year, we've done a full year basis, 780 crore rupees. This year, whatever we see growth in the AUM, similar growth you can see in assignment also. Nothing, any strategy has changed. It's only one quarter, two quarter here and there, that becomes because of what opportunity, what price we get from banks and institutions, and then we accordingly execute the deal.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, and all the best, and wish you a very happy Diwali.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Our next question is from the line of Shreepal Doshi from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. So my question was firstly on the yield side. So we've already taken three rate hikes. That is, I think 25 basis point was in June, 50 was in August, and recently we took 60 basis points, like, we'll be taking 60 basis point. But just wanted to understand, what are the rates that would be prevailing for HL and LAP? So, you know, if you could give some range there, and what would be the differential between the two?
No, so our HL pricing is around 11.7%-12%, and non-HL rates are from 14%-14.25%. Average.
The new business rate.
Okay, okay. The new, these are the latest ones, right?
Yeah, new business.
Okay, got it. And so with respect to this asset held for sale, that line item that we had in the balance sheet, so, I guess in the annual report, that gross number was 30 crore. Now, like, I think you highlighted to one of the participants that you have already incorporated to the stage three number, this asset held for sale. And so that number has come down significantly, or is it like-
Yeah, so 30 has come down to 30.
25.
So as of 31 March, it was 29.21, and after provisioning, it was 24. Now it, this is 19 after provisioning.
Okay, okay. So 19 crore we have-
And we have not many cases EMD received, so I think we will see a significant reduction this quarter also in this number. Hopefully, my say, by year-end, this will be mostly 25% of the opening pool. Rest, everything will be disposed of.
Okay. So, sir, you said that this number has been added to stage three?
No, so new from first of April.
Okay, okay.
Then whatever AFS is doing, we are not marking that as a AFS. So only opening pool will come down, and new AFS is as a stage three.
Okay, got it. Sir, just wanted to understand the, like, the logic behind this, that why do we have it as a separate heading in the balance sheet? Because, yeah, I just wanted to understand the logic behind this.
It's nothing, anything big, any aspect. It is a normal accounting policy, which we adopted 6 years back. Now, new regime, we become, like Sushil mentioned in early remarks, we become more prudent, more conservative accounting policy. So, we are keeping any AFS new assets as NPA. So, and the old one is, as Sushil mentioned, we are accelerating our disposal of those assets from today, from today to 6-9 months, or 12-month time frame, it will be get disposed of.
Got it. So one last question: What is the employee base number that we have for the 2Q end? And, just another question in relation to that is that we have something called manpower contracts, which is part of the annual, which is part of the other OpEx, if I'm right. So why do we have contractual employees when our entire thought process is to sort of, you know, source internally and also collect internally?
There are two kind of people with their own contract. One is the admin office boys जो होते हैं ना
हाँ
वो और टेलीकॉलिंग स्टाफ. सेकंड इन द सेल साइड आल्सो जो फ्रेश लोग जो आते हैं हम उनको पहले टीम लीड पे कॉन्ट्रैक्ट पे लेते हैं, एक साल उनको वहां पे रखते हैं. अगर वो परफॉर्म करते हैं तो हम उनको कंपनी वाले रोल पे शिफ्ट कर देते हैं, और अगर वो परफॉर्म नहीं कर पाते तो देन एनीवे दे गोज आउट ऑफ द सिस्टम.
ओके ओके गॉट इट. एंड सो द एम्प्लॉय बेस नंबर इफ यू कैन शेयर.
या 5702.
ओके सर, सर थैंक यू सो मच एंड हैप्पी दिवाली टू द एंटायर टीम एंड गुड लक फॉर द नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर सर.
ओके थैंक यू सर.
थैंक यू. आवर नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ श्वेता दफ्तरदार फ्रॉम इलारा कैपिटल. प्लीज गो अहेड.
थैंक यू सर फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी. सर कपल ऑफ क्वेश्चन. सो इफ आई लुक एट डिसबर्समेंट ट्रेंड, the first half itself you have put up 11.5 billion odd kind of number, and I remember you mentioned last time second half tends to be seasonally stronger. So do you see you know, the overall growth metrics therefore climbing up? And also, I mean, although you've mentioned the growth target to be in the range of 20 to 25, how do you view it in terms of leverage as well? My first question.
So Shweta, overall last year we disbursed 3,600 crore, and this year in the first half itself we have already disbursed around 2,300 crore rupees. Mostly in a normal year, 40% to 45% is first half, and another 55 to 60% in second half. So if you go by the trajectory, the numbers will be, you can calculate, I think, significantly higher than the last year's numbers. So this kind of growth is appropriate for our 20 to 25% kind of AUM growth journey.
Sure, sir. So also if I look at your provision, so if you could throw some color on what would be the normalized, have they normalized in the first place, you know, the run rate of provisions on quarterly basis? Because the number is looking lower since last quarter now. So how do you see this going forward?
Shweta, you're asking for one plus number?
Yes, I'm talking about provisions. Overall provisions.
You are not...
This provisioning, you are talking about that thing?
So the P&L provisions.
I think we didn't got complete question, but I will try to elaborate. I think quarter one to quarter two, risk provisions, yes, overall provision is up because of earlier years, you know, last 2 years we've seen a COVID period, certain extra provision was built up, and those assets now has in a normal life, like COVID one in September 20 was the last date when the normal cycle was started. So those pool are now shown a maturity over the last 2 years. So after that, now those provisions are going in the normal cycle basically. So we, as such, NPA is around, gross NPA around 1%, and one day past due is already less than 5%. So we are adequately created our provisions, and we don't see any much change in our provisioning trend.
Fair point, sir. So one last question. In one of the previous participants' replies, you mentioned that out of the 5,300 odd crores fixed side, 1,300 crores is something which is on the verge of reset for this year.
Sweta, we are not getting your questions. I think it's not audible. Either you rejoin the call, then again come in the queue. We are not getting your questions properly.
If you'd like to, can you switch to your handset if you're using a headset or any other mode? We can hear you, but it's not...
Sure. Is it better now?
Sir, do you think you can hear her better now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. So my question was, on the 5,300 crores fixed wide book, is out of that is 1,300 crores, which is, you know, getting reset this year. You mentioned that every 3 years, your fixed book gets repriced.
Yeah, you are right. Whatever contract, I think we
we disbursed 3 years back. Let's say I'm giving an example. In the month of October 22, the loan which is sanctioned at a fixed rate in October 2020, that book will come to reset in October 2022. So and so forth. It will continue.
So this year, that amount is 1300 odd crores?
I think simply you can't take one third. 25% is better to assume. Because in those years, this was definitely will be lower than what is there. 25% you can take fair side.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rahul Maheshwari from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you for the question. Just two questions, Sushilji. Can you give some color on the OPEX side, the kind of growth that is taking place? Means when can we expect the same to start building in terms of the same goes for employee expense and the other OPEX? Where are the parts where the such kind of high growth or the investment is taking place? And second question on the MSME license, when can we expect? Can you throw some color on that part also?
Rahul, NBFC license is pending with and RBI, and we can't comment when it is going to come. So on that part, we can't do any commentary. On the first part, on the OPEX side, we have already mentioned that this quarter itself, again, the revenue increase versus OPEX increase is less. So we are already in the positive jaws chart. But we have already told that this year, because of high investment in technology and some of the retention practices and leadership development, OPEX might be high, but since we are having, we are maintaining high spread, we thought we can invest, and once all these things will be implemented in 6 to 9 months, we will see again the downward trend of OPEX to AUM and all those ratios. But this quarter itself, we got positive jaws on that balance sheet number.
So just to break this, in case of percentage of mix where it's going in OPEX compared to volume growth, technology spends and the branch expansion, can you break it down in terms of where the quality of investments or OPEX are going for Aavas?
So, Rahul, branch expansion is a normal phenomena. Every year we open 35 branches. Normally we start building up from Q2 and the admin team starts giving delivery of its completed branches from Q3 and Q4. So, but that is a normal phenomena. Technology side, this is the very large investment after 7-8 years in the company. The range is approximately 100 crore rupees. We need to see what kind of amount we will be able to capitalize and what, because now most of the things are on cloud and annual subscription basis. So the mostly will be there. And at the same time, we are also building the capability. Now we are at almost 400 to 500 crore per month run rate, and giving that number for next 3 years, visibility is already there in the system. We have successfully done the transition of business also. Business head, Ram left in June and Siddharth joined, and entire process was so smooth. Business numbers are intact. So I think all these three aspects is there, but mostly it will be technology and leadership development side.
And what is the attrition rate at the junior level, people who are at the branches which has just come after the transition of being into contract labor? Can you give specific range? What are the attrition rates?
Rahul, exact numbers I don't have at this point of time. But we'll get back to you on this number But as yesterday in the board, we have seen one presentation where our attrition rate has significantly dropped this quarter, around 20% on this side.
Okay, and just second question which was asked on the MSME license. Our thing, everything from our side has been represented to the RBI. Only the it's where the gap is there means in terms of
Rahul, all those things, well, because everything is with the regulator, we cannot disclose at this point of time. Anything come from their side, we will anyway publish at the BSC, NSE and SEBI, everybody.
Cool, cool. Thank you so much and have a happy Diwali to the entire team.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Piran Engineer from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon, sir. Congrats on the quarter. Just a couple of questions. Firstly, our loan yield between 4Q and 2Q is up only 20 bits. 12.65, say 12.85 over here. So, but we've increased our rates by 75 bps and, 60-70% of our loan book is floating. So what explains this?
Like we started 12.65, we now has 12.85%, roughly 55% floating rate, so we immediately get passed on. So if we take 75 basis point as a 44 around 55 basis floating rate, so roughly increase to be, let's say, 37-38 basis point, but 17 basis point obviously got lost in a certain asset we put on retention, like assets comes for balance transfer. We found that these assets is worthwhile to retain these assets, so we offer them competitive price. So that also sometimes have a give us some reduction in overall AUM yield. So on that account, we lost around 10 or 12 basis point. Or new asset generation is gradually picking up and changing AUM yield basically. So that also have some basis point hit in the overall basis. So 20 basis point state increase in the AUM on account of increase, and roughly 17 basis point we lost on account of two factor.
Okay, okay, got it. So, but Phil, Abhi, 0.5% per month is our BT out. This is what actually happens. What would be like the BT out applications and how much are you able to, let's say, resolve by offering a lower rate?
No, so every time there's in BT retention, there might not be scenario where you need to reduce the rate. Sometimes customer comes for top up, sometimes customer comes for some other problems also. So normally around 1 to 1.25% kind of applications come in every month. And we have a very strong team and DNA at the branch level, culture level, branch head level. And everybody's KRA is linked to that customer. Good customer should always be with us. So out of 1.25%, around 0.25 to 0.3% customers where we want them to go, because they will be either in continuous delinquency or their CIBIL score has already reduced between 300 to 600. Another 0.5%, maybe 60-40, 60% we need to offer the rate, 40% we need to offer either grievance redressal, or maybe if they want top up, we provide that.
Got it, got it. And so just one very basic question. If I take a fixed rate loan or a floating rate loan at one point in time, is the rate the same?
No, rate is different. On a fixed rate product, roughly 200 to 300 basis point higher rate.
Achha, irrespective of the cycle?
Yeah, irrespective of cycle, yeah.
Okay, so aapne jo bola 11.7% home loan rate starting, that is for floating. And if I take fixed, it will be around 13.5-14.
So on variable side, it is around 10%. On fixed side, it is around 12%.
12% plus for home loan. And non-home loan, it goes around, it goes above 14 to 17-18%.
Okay, so floating rate home loan starts at around 10%.
Floating rate starts at around 9%.
At 9. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it.
Both about 10.75%.
Sorry?
Yeah, it will start at 9%, but it goes up to, let's say, at 10.5% or 11%. Average works out around 10.25% for retail. Retail, home loan, floating book.
Okay, okay. So, you said 11.7 to 12% bola tha, that is for fixed rate, is it?
No, fixed rate. No. Usme association bola tha ki home loan ka book pe abhi hum quarter two mein 11.9% ke aaspaas hamara rate aa raha hai. वो टोटल फिक्स और फ्लोटिंग दोनों मिला करके है एवरेज.
ओके ओके आउटस्टैंडिंग है. ओके गॉट इट गॉट इट गॉट इट. ठीक है सर, दैट्स ऑल फ्रॉम माय एंड. विश यू ऑल.
थैंक यू. आवर नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ मोना खेतान फ्रॉम दौलत कैपिटल. प्लीज गो अहेड.
या हाय सर, गुड इवनिंग. आई जस्ट हैव वन क्वेश्चन. सो इफ यू कुड शेयर द ब्रेकअप ऑफ योर लोन बुक बाय टिकट साइज. What share of loans are sub 10 lakh, share of loans between 10 to 25 lakh ticket size and above 25 lakh ticket size?
One sec. Just give us 1 second.
Sure.
So I think around 72% customers are less than 15 lakh. I will give exact numbers in terms of number of customers. And for more than 25 lakh and above, I think around 7 to 8% customers for us.
Okay, okay. Sure. And just to follow up on the previous question on fixed versus floating, so is it fair to say that for a certain customer profile, if one has to choose between fixed and floating, the differential on average would be 200 to 300 bits?
Yeah.
At any point of the cycle?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure. Thank you. That's all from my side and all the best.
This is, let's say, as of now, adopted practice which you adopted. But if interest scenario goes haywire, so this policy, if required, change. So ALCO can matter can be deliberated at ALCO level. Board can approach change the policy also.
Sure. Yeah, thank
because
you.
If the market dynamics change in a rising interest rate scenario, so obviously we are also bound to change our policy around that.
Sure. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for attending the call. I wish you very happy Diwali and festivity and hope everybody keeps safety and health as a priority. For any further information, we request you to get in touch with Ghanshyam Gupta, our Investor Relationship Officer, or SGA, our Investor Relationship Advisor. They would be happy to help you. Thank you all. Thank you for.
Thank you everyone. I wish you happy Diwali.
Thank you very much, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Avas Financiers Limited, we conclude this conference call. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.